Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It is Wednesday morning.
Oh, yes, it is, my friends. Wednesday. And listen, I'm going to share this with you right now because you might want to think about it early. It's, listen to this. It's National Slider Day.
Nice.
I know. So, White Castle giving you a free slider today. If you slide on in, they will give, I mean, you have to buy like five more to fill up still, but you'll be a little bit full with that one. All you have to do, though, you got to get the coupon from their app or their website, okay? Just snag that and you walk on in, they'll hook you up with a free slider. I just want to put it out there so you can plan your day. I mentioned it to Mike. Are you going to the strip? You going to go to the strip?
Yeah.
No, I'm not, Mike.
Sure, I'm just going
I'm just going to go grab you a coffee. That's
or something, or a smoothie.
Yeah.
You're not going by White Castle. Smoothie.
No, not yet. But yeah, happy National Slider Day. I think White Castle actually named the day. But yeah, I think it's their holiday.
I don't know why they would always taste so much better between like 1:30 and 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever eaten one during the daylight hours, actually. I don't think I have.
And for those people that buy, well, you know, we get the frozen kind from the supermarket before they actually had a White Castle out here.
Yeah,
just wasn't the same thing. And when you put them in the microwave, boy, you talk about a smell that would last throughout the whole day.
Yeah, and a meal that would last as well. Wow. Goodness. Wow.
Oh, those late night orders. I'll take I'll take 15 sliders, a diet Pepsi and the fry.
Yeah.
Just give me the Crave case.
Yeah. Exactly.
What do you guys want?
Yeah. It's just me. I'm sorry.
My friend's in the trunk.
Yeah.
Went to the drive-in.
Whoosh, man.
Well done. National Slider Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Take advantage of it. Why not?
Whitey one bite.
And a freebie. And a free Whitey one bite.
Nice. Partly sunny, a little breezy today. Partly cloudy, windy. Showers possible tomorrow. Wow. Just in time for the weekend. High today, 92, 77. The high tomorrow.
Isn't that weird?
Well, you talk about either end of the spectrum, just going from one temp to the other. 73. Yeah. By the way, 73 now, 73 rules.
Yeah.
That's right.
There you go. My brother.
All right. Carla, we'll have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
They've given him another season. I think you might be happy.
All right. More on that and other stories after Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yesterday I mentioned that the trailer for the Judy Garland movie starring Renee Zellweger was out. Well, critics are praising it already, saying that she is pretty amazing in it, and she certainly is. I know you saw a little part of it, Mike.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably a good performance coming from her, the best since she said she was happily married to Kenny Chesney. Oh, get out. Stop it. Stop it. Netflix giving David Letterman's series, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, a second season. I don't know if you saw any of those the first time around. Absolutely fabulous. And the thing about the show is it's not like a specific time, a specific length. It just went as long as it went. And really good. He does a good interview. Comedy legend Tim Conway passed away yesterday. If you missed it, I don't know where you were, but he was 85 years old. Was sick for a little while. But, yeah, really sad. He was amazing. And kids, you probably know him as Barnacle Boy on SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
Kids would know him. And everybody else, you know exactly who he was. Back to McHale's Navy. That was the first thing that I saw him on. He was hilarious on that show. Great show all the way around, by the way. Carol Burnett Show, which was just fabulous, and some of his characters that went on to do other things, videos. Mm-hmm. Dorf, the golfer, the whole golf thing, the little old man, the dentist, the characters he did were amazing. And I was saying on Facebook Live, I think there's a few people who are truly born funny. I think he was born funny.
You have to Google him.
Oh my gosh.
And some of the videos that are posted right now of his act.
Yeah.
And he was just amazing. Like you said, I just think he was a funny guy.
Yeah, he just was. And I've, you know, read a lot of books back in the day, and now it's all coming out like Harvey Korman. He literally made him pee his pants in a couple of sketches, the dentist in particular. Right. He literally peed his pants laughing so hard at Tim Conway because he would go off script. He would just improvise, and he was brilliant at it. So Tim Conway, 85 years old, he is gone. And, man, he and Harvey Korman must be having a time today. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
This is such a weird story. A neighborhood in Boston. In Boston, dealing with turkeys that are attacking people. I don't know how you get turkeys into a neighborhood that all of a sudden just go wild.
Yeah, I know.
And start attacking people. Here are some of the neighbors talking about it. Hold on for a second. Are they here?
It's extremely scary. It's frightening. If you're walking, they come up extremely, extremely close to you, and they come forward as if they're going to bite you.
The one incident I had was with my mailman. I heard a lot of commotion. I looked outside, and they had him cornered across the street.
My husband has gone out maybe 4 to 5 times to sweep them away from various people. I'm actually fearful to just go walking on my own.
Oh, they are turkeys.
They're just mean.
But they're in your neighborhood, so call animal control. They'll come get them.
Get them out of there.
Yes, they're not used to being in the city.
But
there were llamas running around Vegas yesterday.
I saw that.
Yeah. Some guy who owns the llamas, they got out, and, you know.
Well,
but I don't think they were angry.
Neighborhood is being held hostage by turkeys, wild turkeys in Boston. Maybe you might have the solution. Though, just call animal control and get them out of there.
Yeah, just have them pick them up.
Come on, you're Boston.
Get the turkey leash and spring. Come on. You're turkey.
Tickets for Duran Duran. You want a pair before you can buy them? Ninth caller, 702-739-9636.
Got yams.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Jen, you are caller number 9.
All right. That is awesome.
Totally awesome.
No kidding.
You're going to see Duran Duran in September. Chelsea Cosmopolitan from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you very much.
6:39. And John Schaefer with news that we'll get to here in a couple of minutes. I don't know how this conversation started last night, talking to some friends about duct tape and all the uses of duct tape.
Right.
I don't know how many times you use duct tape in an emergency or something like that. I know up in Alaska, I know you've been to Alaska. When I was up in Alaska, they said if you have duct tape and a six-pack, you can pretty much trade for anything you want.
Definitely. At one time, that was certainly the case.
Actually flew on a little, we took a plane from one Anchorage to with a King Salmon. It was just a little like 12-seater or something like that. Mm-hmm. There was duct tape on the wing.
Okay. Yeah, I have not flown those planes.
I even asked the pilot, I said, are you sure about this plane?
Yeah.
You don't want the wing to fall off.
Yeah, no. It'll be fun. That's why we use duct tape. Yeah. Hello? Jeez.
The weird. Yeah. We want to put together a list of all the weird things that you use duct tape for.
Right.
Can you think right off the top of the head anything?
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of, like, weird things. I don't think they're weird because I'm fixing something with it, you know?
Sure.
So it's not that weird. I know that people are making, you know, all sorts of things out of duct tape. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, I think on my old Mustang, I was in high school. There was, and I can't remember what it, but I had a piece on my hatchback for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a crack or something, so I used duct tape
just
on
put
that.
Duct tape
and
on
it was blue. The car was like, you know, electric blue, and I had this silver piece of duct tape on the back of classy, Carla. Classy.
John, what about you? Hello, John.
It was a guy I went to high school with. He showed up at prom with his entire vehicle duct taped in a duct tape suit.
What?
Went all the way down to a duct tape wallet.
What?
He gave his date a duct tape flower.
Okay.
He almost made king because of it.
Right on. Duct tape prom king. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. They sell duct tape wallets now.
Do they really?
Yeah. They're made out of duct tape.
Well, of course.
I'm just saying they sell them. Yeah.
It's mind-blowing, all the stuff that people use duct tape for.
Yeah, well, yeah, because you can pretty much fix anything with it. I learned that from my dad.
702-739-9636. Have you used duct tape lately? And for what? Can you top that? Would love to hear from you this morning. All the weird things you've used duct tape for. You know, you start this conversation and somebody will ask you about duct tape.
Yeah.
Out of the blue.
Yeah.
You go, well, you know what? I haven't thought about it, but I guess I use it a lot more than I thought.
Yeah, it's an essential. Mike uses it as a lint roller. Perfect. Dalton says, I did asbestos abatement back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Used pallets of it. Hanging our plastic sheets, ceiling rooms. He said our motto was, quote, if it moves, duct it.
Duck it.
Becky, this is brilliant. She says, once on a trail ride, I used duct tape and a sanitary pad to bandage the wound on a horse.
Wow.
Nice. That's a big old Band-Aid is what that is.
Do people just carry duct tape with them everywhere?
I have it in my car.
Tape
in my car. Yeah, I have a thing that I have tools in and stuff like that just
and
in case.
And duct tape.
And my jumper cables, and I have duct tape. Yeah.
Dana, what about you?
Well, actually, it was my mother. Found a scorpion crawling on her wall one day, and she put a piece of duct tape over it and then called my son to go over and take it off the wall. So she uses it as pest control.
Yeah, you know what? Years ago, I actually did that. You reminded me. I put it around a broom like that so I could just swat the scorpion and pick it up.
Because
you got to have a sticky to get those things. Yeah.
You bring up the broom. I know when broom ball was big, that's what they would do. Take a broom and wrap it with duct tape.
Yeah.
And play it. Make it tougher.
There you go.
Thank you so much for the call. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Rob, what'd you use the duct tape on?
Oh, my God. Duct tape. Mythbusters, years ago, they made a sailboat out of duct tape.
Oh, yeah.
And they were on. Check it out on YouTube. They actually got on it. It floated. It was amazing.
It's amazing stuff.
Completely out of duct tape. Nothing else.
Yeah, because I think duct tape obviously is waterproof. And I mean, you secure that stuff and close all those gaps.
Yeah.
You could probably make just about anything
out of
that.
And now they have that Gorilla duct tape.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I'll be damned, that sailboat floated with two people on it.
I don't know if I would be that confident going, maybe in a pool, not out in the ocean or on a lake.
Duct tape raft.
Maybe 3 feet of water, maybe.
Yeah, a little pool raft, maybe.
Yeah, just be summer safe. Rob, have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Take it easy. All right, guys.
Get ready for the 96 days of summer. Of course, details coming up soon. Now you can win free family fun, concert tickets, possibly even a cruise happening all summer long. Looking forward to that. Sunshine today, but maybe a little breezy. Part of cloudy, windy showers tomorrow. Just in time for the weekend. High today, 92, but check this out, 77 the high tomorrow. I don't even know what's happening on the weekend. 73 right now. Just a few things we think you should know. Carla Rae will have that for you. Do that after Billy Joel and My Life.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Well, check this out. Many McDonald's restaurants, they're going to replace the French fries and Happy Meals with cucumber sticks.
Why?
Because parents want a healthier option, and they want to offer that, but wow, you just took the happy right out of all of it.
The apples weren't enough. They got to do
Nope, they're going to offer cucumber sticks now.
Eat those at home.
Yeah,
I know. That's why you go to McDonald's, because it was a break from anything you had to eat at home.
You could eat, those fake, all the fried food you want.
They're taking the happy out of Happy Meal.
Well, yeah, exactly. Your what is the little toy that you get now?
Yeah.
Well, it's whatever.
Imagine that if you went there and said, hey, Mom, I got my burger and what's this?
Yeah.
It's cucumber sticks.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Good.
Hey, listen. If you're taking Uber, they have a new feature now called Quiet Mode. And that's for riders who don't want to talk to their drivers. And you actually just punch it in, when you call for an Uber.
Yeah.
And then, because they say there's some people who just don't want to talk. They just say maybe need to catch up on emails or things like that. They just don't want to talk. So let them know early enough. Perfect. You know, you can just punch it in. And if you're
wondering, why can't you tell him that when you get in the car?
Because that might be rude. Oh. Hi, don't talk to me. Thanks. I appreciate that. I said don't talk to me. Yeah, so you just punch it in. It's a, you know, it's an understanding, and it's all good. If you're wondering what the sexiest accents in the United States are, in the U.S., boy, I don't know who came up with this, but number one, that would be Texas.
Texas?
A Texan accent. Yes.
Are you serious?
No, I'm totally serious. That's number one. But guess number two here. This will knock your socks off. Boston. Okay.
How is that
all
a sexy accent?
That's what they say. That's what the
one and two, Texas and Boston.
Texas, Boston. Number three, New York. Then Maine, then Chicago. So far, they're all five obnoxious. They're just obnoxious. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude.
I would understand obnoxious accents, but sexy?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Texas, Boston, New York, Maine, Chicago.
If you're from any one of those states or cities, please call now.
Yeah. Let us hear you. If you still have that accent, we'd love to hear it.
702-739-9636.
Now, Morty, Hawaii fell in the top 10. I don't know that there's really an accent.
It's not an accent.
No,
it's a dialect.
No, exactly. But these are accents. Okay. California's in there as well. Philly is in there. Hey, yo, what? Yeah, what?
That's hot.
Yeah, we're sexy. Get out of here.
That's
awful.
Oh, you say we're not? We're burning you down.
Exactly. Yeah. Listen, I got a match, Toots. All right, I got a match right here. It is Wednesday. A few things you should know.
Came out that in all the 50 states, out of all the 50 states, the people from Texas have the sexiest accent in our country.
Sexiest accent.
We had put it out there. We wanted to talk to somebody from Texas. Carla, we have James on the phone. James,
talk to me. Oh, woo
I can't
me.
I believe I got through. Yeah, okay, I'll woo you. hey, listen, I've totally been told that I've got a sexy accent.
It sounds good, James. It does. It's that Matthew McConaughey kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, tell me this. Texas is a big state. Does the accent vary a bit as maybe you go up north?
Or like West Texas?
Yeah.
You know what? I really couldn't tell you. I think it's all generally the same. I've been away from Texas quite a bit in my life, but I always come back. It's always the accent stays, and no matter where I go, that people can pick me out pretty quick.
All right,
wow,
so
you
had a chance to hear him. Does that do anything?
I do. I don't mind that. I don't mind it. It's kind of nice. It's a little kind of a sexy drawl. I like it.
Yeah,
I don't mind that.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to say that I'm sexy or have a voice, but I've heard that they like it.
That's it's better than listen. Let's not even go south because that's just
All right, now we got to find somebody from Boston.
Yeah, we got to find someone from Boston. Definitely,
which came in number two. But
yeah,
you know what? Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah,
I get it now.
I do too.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate
that. Look how nice he is. See?
I know.
All right.
I know. Yeah, let's get Boston because we know they don't like to talk, do they?
All right, somebody from Boston, 702-739-9636. It's Queen.
Get up.
Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
I don't know what's wrong with our phones.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're having some technical difficulties this week with our phones.
We'll figure
apologies,
it out.
People. Anybody
Carla,
holding?
We have Jeffrey on the phone, and Jeffrey is from Boston, which came in number two as far as the sexiest accent in our country. Jeffrey, how long have you been out here from Boston?
I've been out here for 11 years.
11 years, huh? Okay. You still got
11
it.
Years.
11 years. Are you in your car right now?
I'm in my car, and I'm driving to the doctors. You know what they say about doctors? It's all good news till it ain't.
Tell me that's not hot.
This sounds more like Balmerese or something. Where the? What the?
So that doesn't turn you on?
Not at all.
So no one's ever called you Kala?
That, I like that, actually. I like that long A and silent R. And I love Kala. Boston accents, to me, it always sounds like, it's not a put down. It sounds like you're in a hurry. It always sounds like they're in a hurry.
Right.
You know? It always seems like they're trying to get to the next place. Okay. I don't know what it is.
Jeff, thanks for the call and have a great day.
You too.
All right, who's next on the hit list? Philly? It would be somebody from Philly, right?
Yeah, we'd like to find somebody from Philly. That'd be great. Okay. Number three is actually New York.
Oh, New York.
Yeah. Number three is New York. Philly is down the list a little bit more. There's New York and then Maine. Oh. I don't know if there's anybody out there from Maine. If there isn't, you've still got that accent. That's your Bob Newhart show right there.
Okay.
That was what that was.
702-739-9636. Last hour, talking about those sexy accents here in the country. A survey came out. It was Texas number one, followed by Boston. So we talked to somebody from Texas and Boston.
Yeah, we're looking for New York, Maine, and Chicago.
Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Hi, my name is Terry, and I'm from Chicago.
You sure are, girl. I love it.
What place did that came in at? What, number four, number
that
five?
That was actually number five.
Number five.
Yeah.
Chicago.
I like that. I like that.
I don't say it like that.
Oh, okay. Chicago.
My family, of course, Detroit, and it's not that far off.
No.
I like it.
I've lived here for 26 years, and people still ask me where I'm from. I never knew I had one.
No, we didn't. See, we didn't have an accent. And I'll tell you this. I bet you when you go back, same for me, when you go back and you spend any length of time back there, when you come back here, it's even stronger than when you left.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, my whole family still lives there. All my siblings and my son now, too. So
That's cool.
I can hear
Good.
It. I can
Good.
Hear it as clear as day.
Don't lose it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I love
it. Now I can say I have a sexy accent.
There you go.
Yeah, there are accents that are cool and that are, you know, that are really unique and unusual and all that. I don't know that these are the sexiest, but okay.
According to the survey.
Okay.
I agree. Yeah.
You have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Boy, she sounds like I could just go up to her front door and knock.
I know.
And she'd have chicken soup ready.
Oh, boy.
With some halupkis and some pierogies and everything else. All right.
Come on, sexy accent. Bring your friend Jan.
Why don't you call me back? Hey, another take on some entertainment news. Carla will have that for you here in a few minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll tell you. Wanda Sykes, she got something to say about The Bachelorette.
All right, we'll get to that. Plus some other stories after Journey.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Shows being renewed on ABC, The Goldbergs, The Good Doctor, Station 19, The Conners. Shows being canceled, splitting up Together, Take Two, and Whiskey Cavalier, which has been on for a minute. I think they've done like four episodes.
We tried to watch that.
Yeah.
And it was just so cheesy.
It is.
And so bad.
Yeah. It was good, like when Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie did that movie 15 years ago, whatever it was, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is, I saw like a piece of one episode.
That's with the guy from The Scandal.
Uh-huh. Yeah, from Scandal. Ooh. And the girl, she used to be on, wasn't she on Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Just didn't work out.
Yeah, hot girl and hot guy just didn't pull it off this time. Man.
Somebody's got to be the UG.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Can't have too many good looking
people. I'm right here, people. I am right here. Jeez.
We have quite a few to choose from on this show.
Oh, a show that is hugely popular. I don't think any of us watch it, though. The Bachelorette. Wanda Sykes was interviewed, and she said, oh, my God, with this show. It's just annoying. It promotes bad behavior, and it makes women look stupid.
Uh-huh.
She said, all these women, they're going after one sorry dude. You know, really? Is that where we're at, ladies? She said, I've just had enough of the silliness. I have to agree. It's just, now again, so many of these shows are just people wanting their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
And that's what this show has turned into.
And for those that don't know, it is a show. These people have to audition. There's a script for the most part.
If you think it's real.
And you have to, and it's a show.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of women that watch it.
I know.
And have picked who they think should get the guy, and they go through the whole thing. The ups, the downs, so you know, laughing, crying, all the emotions.
She didn't get the rose. Wow. I can't. Just stop it. Ladies, grow your own roses. And How about that?
Some women that don't watch it.
Yes, that's right.
Is that on your new t-shirt? Grow your own roses,
ladies.
Okay.
Yes. Now, this is a horrible... See, this is how people are. I was saying off the air, there are like 7.5 billion people in the world, and about 5 are tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
Some idiot wished cancer on James Corden's son because James Corden dropped a Game of Thrones spoiler.
Oh.
And, yeah, they posted that on Twitter, and he replied, "I saw your hope for my son. My hope for yours is that they never get to read that their mother or father would wish cancer on any child." Good for you, James.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, again, a TV show, people.
Yeah.
It's a TV show. Let it go. Get out of your parents' basement and let it go, okay? That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
And I love them.
Isn't it fun? 96.3 KKLZ.
I know Carla's stoked about this, the Janet Jackson show. They've added a couple of new dates.
Yes, they have.
For her Metamorphosis residency, Park Theater, MGM, Park MGM. And so what we do is we put together a bunch of women, go out with Carla, see Janet Jackson, plus some other things that are going to happen that night, so...
Somebody asked me on Facebook Live today, what are the stipulations? I said, well, you have to be fun.
Yeah.
Okay?
You have to be fun.
Yes.
And you got to be a big fan of Janet Jackson.
Yes. Not just, well, yeah, I like her. No, you have to be a big fan.
All right. With that said, you have a chance to fill chair number, what is this?
Number three.
Number three.
Yeah.
With another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. You should know that song that we're playing on our kazoos if you can identify it by title after we get through news and weather. Starting with caller number 9-702-739-9636. One more time. Here it is. Chair for a girls' night out with Carla Rae hosting to go see Janet Jackson with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie.
Kazookie-Okie. I'm so worn out. Yes. 1, 2, 3. Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. We have Mary on the phone. Mary, can you tell us by title the name of the song we're playing on our kazoos?
Black Cat.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
There you go.
Janet Jackson fan.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord, that was an effort. I'm so exhausted.
I swear to God, I didn't think we were going to find a winner.
I know. Wow. Yes, Mary, Black Cat.
They named every song.
Songs I didn't even know.
Well, you're in. You and a bestie joining Carla Rae, Girls Night Out at Janet Jackson Park Theater, Park MGM. Plus, not only the concert, we're throwing some extras in there. So we will get that information to you as the date becomes closer for your Girls Night Out. Tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news that we think you should be aware of. Pringles. Carla Pringles releasing a new mystery flavor this month. You can get it at Walgreens, and if you guess it right, if you guess the flavor, you could win $10,000.
Oh,
it's going to be like rotten shoes or some kind of weird.
Exactly. Thing.
I don't know if I want to put any mystery flavor in my mouth.
Yeah, I know. They did that with a cereal while ago. Yeah,
you might be different. Yeah. I don't know.
I might be different, as a matter of fact. I might be a little different.
I mean, for $10,000.
Yeah, I know. I don't think they can do something really gross, though. I don't think they can do it, like some licorice.
Well, now
or
I'm curious.
Like that. Yeah. There was last year, Wendy did the, I think it was like, it was a cereal one. It was birthday cake or something like that.
Oh, really?
Or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know what, Morty? Go to a local Walgreens and pick up a canister.
Well, it has to be something good because once you pop, you can't stop. So,
Yeah, they want you to. Yeah, exactly.
If it's poop flavored,
you're gonna want to eat. Yeah,
you're stopping.
Yeah,
so.
You're gonna stop if it's poop. Maybe. I mean, now some people might not.
Yeah.
For a cat or a dog, you're probably gonna go through that can. I mean, like that. But
wow, I would have stopped at mystery flavor in my mouth, but that's fine. You go ahead. Guy was. Busted.
Yes.
A guy was busted for playing basketball at a park in Florida.
Oh, really? In Florida?
Over the weekend, he was totally nude.
Oh, gee.
He told cops playing naked, quote, enhances his skill level.
Oh, it enhances something. Okay. It sure does. Okay. You're moving fast when you're playing basketball.
It's cold. It's hot.
Doesn't that
it's
hurt?
Cold.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah, but you're also, you got nothing to, you know, I mean, you're slap, slap. I mean, that can't be fun.
I don't know if you want that going on while you're driving through the paint.
Hey, Bob, how you doing? One-on-one?
Jeez, or I'm sorry, two-on-one. I'm sorry, Bob. I'm sorry. Wow. Okay.
I'm open. He's been arrested.
You're not even looking at me, you guys. No. Come on. Jeez.
The ball is actually up here.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, man. Oh, my. Well, an unidentified bride from Santa Monica. I don't know if this is a really bizarre story or a good news story.
Uh-huh.
She's having her aunt's open casket funeral during her wedding in order to save on the church costs. Not joking. She posted, "Dear friends and family of the wedding, some of you may have gotten the news already, but Aunt Karen has passed away from natural causes."
Stop.
Not joking. "We're deeply saddened, but we're not going to cancel the wedding in her honor. We know she'd want to celebrate, so it's going to be her funeral and our wedding."
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she said, "I know, it's heartbreaking, but there's also joy in celebrating love and a partnership and marriage." So,
we'll have the casket open so she can see?
Enjoy the Jordan almonds.
Okay.
And
the mystery Pringles.
Just take your time at the buffet. Yes. Oh, my gosh. And, Mike, maybe that guy might want to look to this website. It's called Shinesty.com, and they're selling denim Speedos for the summer.
Oh, I saw those on TV.
Yeah, they're about $80. Not cheap, but the website reads, "This sack stuffer combo pack includes the original denim swim brief, also known as..."
See, that's why we'll always have a job. If somebody came up with that slogan.
Okay. Oh, wait. It's also known as... I got to take my glasses off. I'm dying. It's also known as the Daytona Dong Sarong. So, it comes with the Old Faithful American Flag Special as well. So, two American swim briefs, scrotes totes, if you will. And one heck of a time.
You couldn't stop at the Daytona.
No, not after the guy playing basketball. No,
wow.
I wasn't going to stop.
Okay, I see. It's a challenge now. I'll say it.
It's Wednesday.
And there, here.
Is it Wednesday?
Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
The this is just a cool local yet huge story. Carrie Underwood was in town, of course, for her tour, brought it on through Las Vegas. Well, she's still bringing fans on stage to perform the ludicrous rap from the song The Champion. At her show here in Vegas, it was Stephen Schiraldi, who has spina bifida, and he came on in a wheelchair. They brought him on in a wheelchair. And I know most of the crowd was thinking, okay, yeah. Can he do this? Yeah, he totally nailed it.
Nailed it.
Better than most of them that I have heard who have joined her on stage for this. Now, I'd love to play the audio. It doesn't sound real great on the air, so I will post it, and you can see it on YouTube. It's still not real clear, but he was amazing. She came over, gave him a big hug. She was quite impressed. Told him he is amazing. Grabbed a camera, took a couple of selfies with her, and it was really, really cool.
With Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, and she posted a picture of them as well. It's on several different social media platforms, and it was really, really cool.
Good for you, yeah. Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, no kidding. And good for you, Stephen. Yeah. Man, that's awesome.
We have that wrapped out.
That wrap is hard. It is tough, Morty. I know you've heard it. That is tough, man.
Woo. See, I would just freak out if somebody called me on stage to do a song that I even if I knew it.
Well, yeah, right.
In front of all those people?
Yeah.
That would just freak me
little
out.
Little Mike. Kind of a dread.
Yeah. 2, 3, 4. That's a great story. Love
yes,
that story.
It is. So do I. Way to go, Carrie.
All right. If you have a feel-good story you want us to talk about on the morning show, just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right. Kicking off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. We'll do that. Wendy Rush, of course. She's in next. She's going to have a family four-pack to Super Summer Theater. Give those away, plus a chance to win tickets to see New Kids on the Block. She'll have those to give away. Wrapping up the show this morning. Carla, good for you.
What?
You know, just people just piss you off, don't they?
Yeah, they do. People are mean, and I'm tired of it.
Found out this morning, that Carla's had about enough of people.
Yeah.
Probably only about 7 in the world.
Yeah,
that make
exactly. Exactly.
You gained 2 more.
Yeah, I know.
Since the beginning of the show.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I forgot about 2 of my friends out there that I haven't seen in a while, okay. So that's all. You guys, you assume you're in there, don't you?
And we find out that Carla actually doesn't mind a mystery flavor in her mouth.
No, I do not.
As well as Morty, for that matter.
No, not at all. So. Not at all. Very open-minded when it comes to my Pringles.
And we found out new uses for duct tape. Boy, everybody uses that.
Did we?
More so than we ever knew.
I know.
All right. Well, that's it. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.